Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
Good vibes, Ben.
Afternoons on The Score.
Jim Deshaies in 20 minutes. It is Parkins and Spiegel on The Score. You can join The Score in Budweiser Thursday, May 2nd at Harry Carey's Tavern, Navy Pier. It's the 26th annual worldwide toast to Harry Carey. Our show will be there. We're broadcasting from 4 to 7. Actor and comedian Jason Alexander is leading the toast at 5:30. Don't miss out on this year's toast to Harry Carey Thursday, May 2nd at Harry Carey's Navy Pier. Brought to you by Budweiser. This Bud's for you.
Danny, the White Sox are off to their worst start ever. They have been 3-12 a few times before, but they've never been 2-13. They've
Congratulations.
Lost. I know, right? 9 of 10 they've lost. They're 11 games under 500. They were just outscored by the Reds in that series 27-5. 27-5 over three games.
They're also not playing the clean baseball that was promised.
Dude, yesterday all three outfielders butchered a ball. All three. I mean, Dominic Fletcher didn't get called for an error, didn't get credit with an error, but it was a double that he absolutely could have had. And meanwhile, everybody else butchered it. They walked eight guys yesterday, made three errors, and the Reds stole six bases. This is horrific, horrific baseball being played by a really bad professional roster right now. It's a tough, tough watch for everybody involved.
Yeah. And it will have people believing some crazy things.
Well, yeah. See, you listen to this, and you tell me if this is a real quote, okay?
Okay.
All right.
So, who's it from?
It's from Brian Shaw, who used to be good like 5 years ago.
Who shared the quote?
A Twitter account.
What's the name of the Twitter account?
All Things Chicago Sports.
Nice. Official.
Okay?
Okay.
But anyway...
Okay.
Because here's what happened. Brian Shaw, he used to be good. A while back, he was good. Not anymore. And he made the team at the beginning of the year. And I was like, wow, Brian Shaw made this team? Really? And he allowed 5 runs on 8 hits over 4 innings. Got kicked off the team. Designated for assignment. If he passed through waivers, he could elect free agency.
He did.
Oh, he did. Okay, good. So he elected free agency. And I had known that was probably where this was going. So then when I saw the quote, here's the quote. Brian Shaw on electing free agency, quote, I mean, it's the White Sox. We're essentially a roster of second chance or AAA players playing historically bad baseball, right? I had to reflect honestly and realize if I can't cut it here, I might need a hard reset to revitalize my career, unquote. I bought it.
It's not a real quote, dude. A professional baseball player saying... I mean, it's the White Sox.
It would be refreshing.
And then proceeding to bus toss every single player that would have been his teammate.
Yeah.
It's bad, but your journalistic antenna about all things Chicago sports should have went up for you to realize that that is, in fact, not something that Brian Shaw said and was made up for engagement on the internet.
I'm picturing you sitting there on your couch, like, scrolling through Twitter, and you see this... Christine!
Can you believe this?
Come look at what Brian Shaw said about the White Sox. Can you believe the nerve on this guy?
Here's the thing. Sometimes dudes at the end of their careers, and he's probably at the end of his career. The only part that I questioned was a hard reset. Dude, it's over. If you get cut by the White Sox,
that
means
that's the only part.
Yeah.
It's the only party question, Danny.
Yeah, that's it.
What about the calling out of the teammates?
Well, he's not wrong about what the roster is. Yeah, second chance at Triple A players.
Wrong.
Playing historically bad baseball.
And stop saying he's not wrong. He didn't say it. And you also didn't have to say quote unquote because it's not a quote.
It's not a quote.
That's true.
That's very all fake
much
news.
Parody.
Yeah.
Look, he's not wrong. But
that's how down bad we are in the White Sox right now.
Yeah.
That we could look at that
and
assume, well, maybe.
Sure.
I kind of get it. They're on pace for 21 wins. Someone could be angry enough that they can't make it with that 26-man team.
Well, that was my thought when you see a guy get DFA'd from a team. Except the thing is, sometimes they DFA people who don't deserve to get DFA'd. They're a weird organization. Have you guys noticed this? The White Sox are an odd and bad organization. But yeah, a lot
Paul
of...
Paul DeYoung, quote,
We
should fold the franchise, end quote.
It's time to sell the team. I'm Andrew Vaughn.
Eric Fetty, quote, I'm going back to Japan.
It was Korea. Oh, you're
all right, Mike Talker.
Yeah, no, you're me talking
sounds
Mike
good.
On a Sunday morning. I'm embarrassed to be playing for my local team, even though I'm a local product. Signed, Nicky Lopez. Nope, he didn't say that. No.
It's just, the facts are bad enough. They don't need fiction. It's so ridiculous.
You really think it's absurd that I wouldn't buy that as a potential possible actual quote from a dude who's at the very end of his career, and he's like, just he's seeing it. And
read
it's,
it again.
It's time to be honest, you know? It's the White Sox.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. All right, probably shouldn't have bought that.
Did you do a segment on this quote on Hit and Run?
No, I didn't. I didn't have a show. Didn't have a show yesterday.
Oh,
on
right, anniversary.
Chris Ranji, yeah. Chris Ranji filling in.
Another guy who would have bought that quote, Chris Ranji.
A lot of people bought it. A lot of people bought it. A lot of people retweeted it. They quote tweeted it. Said, this is embarrassing.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, those humans did. Look, Shane.
Are any of them drive time, afternoon drive, day part hosts in Market 3?
Good question.
I know that leaves only three other guys, but did
Hold
any
on.
Of those three quote tweet it?
Wait, let
no,
me
Tom
see.
Tom Waddle loved the quote.
Yeah, exactly. John Williams really thought that it was good. He's not.
How about what Ozzie Guillen shared on the internet over the weekend? The picture of, this is what he said, quite a few rings in this photo.
Uh-huh.
Picture of himself, Tony La Russa, and Bill Belichick at a White Sox game. To me, this begs a couple of interesting questions. One, were we wrong that Tony La Russa provides no value? He can get Bill Belichick to attend a game. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, sure.
You got Simone Biles at one game. You got Bill Belichick at another game.
I saw that. The stars are out for the White Sox. Good for them for the weekend.
That's curating star power.
Sure.
There's a value there for a brand that is struggling.
What do you think that Bill and Simone thought about the product that they got a chance to watch?
I think they loved the marshmallow milkshake thing.
I think they probably did.
The campfire milkshake.
And Simone Biles was thrilled to have been welcomed into this town. She and her new bear husband, very, very much thrilled. But yes, there's Bill Belichick. A little Tony La Russa value to bring in Belichick. Sure, you got that.
All right, a little bit of value.
On Saturday, speaking of that campfire milkshake, the White Sox upped production from 400 milkshakes a day to 500 at the Vizzy's Bar, View Top Bar.
Really?
They were sold out by the seventh inning.
Oh, my goodness. Everybody's going for it.
They all want the campfire milkshake.
God. I got it. If you haven't been to a game yet, right, Shane?
No.
I asked you on Friday.
Yeah, I've not been to a game. Ryan Porth has been to more White Sox games than I have. Let him.
Well, he's a Reds fan.
Let him.
He had that going for him this weekend.
Am I missing something? Why they're just not stocking enough graham crackers and marshmallow?
Yeah, I mean, for that kind of thing, you're prepping things ahead of time and forecasting how much you think you're going to sell that game so you don't make too much and have to throw stuff away. So they upped the forecast and projection from 400 milkshakes to 500 and still sold out by the seventh inning.
Okay. Because I feel like, couldn't you just, like, have too many graham crackers and marshmallows and just, like, save them for the next game?
Speaks. This is the guy who worked in restaurants, remember? Remember
I mean,
he worked
it's not,
in
it's
restaurants?
Not a piece of fish. It's not a piece of fish.
You're right. It is not a piece of
it's,
fish.
It's milk, yeah. Ice cream, graham cracker, and marshmallow. Just put it in the fridge and save it for the next game.
There's milk and ice cream in it?
It's got to be fresh. It's got to be fresh and delicious if you're trying to convince people. There's
you think everything that you eat at a White Sox game is fresh that day?
No, but I think a milkshake that you're trying to, you know, prepare with that many different factors. Shane, speak to the man about food service.
I mean, I just did. I just told him you forecast what you're going
to milkshake when I order it. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Danny, like they're making a certain amount of ice cream in the soft serve machine for the amount of shakes they're forecasting for that home series, that weekend, that day, whatever. So all I told you was
they had
originally forecasted for 400 shakes a game in that one Vizzy View Top bar, and they upped it to 500 and still sold out. That's how much people love the Campfire Milkshake.
Wow. And I'm saying if people
we know what you're saying, you're just not correct.
Well, hold on, Shane. We've got an anonymous chef on text who agrees with Danny. There you go. There's always enough voices.
It's a milkshake. You should be able to make unlimited milkshakes.
I don't think that's true.
Speaks, that guy literally just said, chef here, I'm with Danny. How do we know?
Well, we know that Speaks' sourcing isn't great. His verification of sourcing.
My on-the-fly sourcing is not terrific.
The 626, chef here, I'm with Danny.
My journalistic sourcing is fine. I mean, it might not be like Peter Lesager worthy. Excuse me.
815, I didn't think about this. They're actually limiting the amount of milkshakes they sell so they don't have too many boys coming to the yard.
But they want boys to come to the yard. And if your milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, that'd be fine.
So far it is.
That would be good.
So far I literally think their milkshake is bringing boys to the yard.
Texter says that damn milkshake is the MVP of the White Sox.
By far.
Everybody's talking about
Garrett Crochet and the milkshake.
Yeah. That milkshake's having a great year. It is absolutely having a big, big time season.
But still a little bit underproduced.
Texter says, I was there yesterday. They ran out just after I got mine. Also, they stopped toasting the marshmallows because they were too busy. It makes it not worth the money when they don't toast the marshmallow. You got to have it toasty. It's the whole thing. It's campfire. They just throwing marshmallows
too
in.
Too busy.
It's a campfire. That's the whole thing. It needs to be something burned.
I don't like this.
Just take a lighter to it. Bring a lighter over by your milkshake. There you go. There you go.
I looked up the phone number of the person who said they're a chef, and according to their LinkedIn, they are not.
Oh, boy.
So.
Not a chef. Can't trust anybody on the text lines anymore. Hmm. All right, I'll step up my sourcing.
Do you think that White Sox fans would accept a Pedro Grifol for Bill Belichick trade as manager?
Oh, wow.
Bill Belichick, so impressed by the view and the milkshake and the conversation with Ozzie Guillen and Tony La Russa,
sure,
that he just decides he wants to go for his next ring in baseball, but the his one condition is that he has to replace Pedro Grifol tomorrow.
What if he wanted to coach and he can't get a football job and he just wants to coach some sport and he's got the opportunity? Would White's? Yeah, of course you would. Of course you would, because Pedro has been exposed as being, unfortunately, a guy who just kind of says what he thinks people wants to hear as opposed to saying what he actually, like, truly deeply believes. It's become very obvious that there's, like, a weird disconnect or going on there with Pedro in terms of how he talks about stuff. And there's no universe in which he should have been kept when you're trying to do a rebuild and a hard reset here. So, yeah. Yeah, I mean, Belichick, he'd figure out the baseball part of it, and he would have a shot to legitimately motivate these people.
Well, this could be a fun game. How many people in attendance on a given day would White Sox fans choose to be the manager of their team instead of the current manager? Because a six-time Super Bowl champion head coach, okay, fine, maybe that's easy. But what if I go to the guy who makes the campfire milkshake? What if I go to just a funny fan in section 112? I think that there's possibilities here.
Yeah, I think there are. By the way, several texters want to know if the milkshake can represent the White Sox in the All-Star game. That's a good question. Also wanting to know, does Kansas City have anybody who can handle milkshake preparation? Because then they could just go get that person.
Make unlimited milkshakes. Have enough supplies so that you can make unlimited milkshakes. It's not beer that you have to cut off sales in the seventh inning. I should be able to get a milkshake for dessert in the eighth inning if I want to. That feels like a reasonable request. It's Parkins and Spiegel on the score.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.